Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 24, Number 1, Winter 2024. Holiday Closings, January 1st through 2nd, New Year's Day, January 15th, Martin Luther King Day, February 13th, Mardi Gras. Braille Literacy Month. January is Braille Literacy Month. Here are some links to great Braille resources. Teaching Braille to Young Children. https://www.phthastolitery.org/teaching-braille-young-braillen. Braille chart for sighted classmates learning Braille visually. https://www.phthastolitery.org/braille-sighted-classmates-learning-braille-visually. Free Braille Books. https://www.phthastolitery.org/resources/soucs-free-braille-books. More Braille Resources. https://www.phthastolitery.org/celebraille-braille-month. Medicare and You, Handbook 2024. If you would like this handbook in Braille, audio, or large print, here are the links and contact information to find them. Medicare and You in Braille. Call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. Medicare and You audio CD, English or Spanish, call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227, TTY, 1-877-486-2048. MP3 audio files, https://www.medicare-audio.mediciare.gov/pub/medicare-youhandbook-audio. Medicare and You, large print. https://www.mediciare.gov/publicationsforward/1005/uppercase L uppercase E-MEDICARE-AND-YOU.PDF. If you have questions, please contact CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, directly at POWSUPPORT@cms.hhs.gov. Book Talks News. TBBL is happy to announce that we will be hosting a video meeting, similar to Zoom, that you can join to virtually discuss our Book Talks book. This video meeting will be in addition to the normal email discussion. Our Book Talks winter book selection is DB112960, I Have Some Questions For You by Rebecca Mackay. A successful film professor and podcaster, Bodie Kane is content to forget her past, the family tragedy that marred her adolescence, her four largely miserable years at a New Hampshire boarding school, and the 1995 murder of a classmate, Talia Keith. Though the circumstances surrounding Talia's death and the conviction of the school's athletic trainer, Omar Evans, are the subject of intense fascination online, Bodie prefers, needs, to let sleeping dogs lie. But when the Granby School invites her back to teach a two-week course, Bodie finds herself inexorably drawn to the case and its increasingly apparent flaws. In their rush to convict Omar, did the school and the police overlook other suspects? Is the real killer still out there? How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelicanstate.state.lib.la.us/mailman/listinfo/listinfo/tbbl/booktalks, and create an account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you, and email address, and make up a password, or, as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. I hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. Thank you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Baton Rouge Cats launches ADA program and breaks ground for ADA accessible bus stop. The Capital Area Transit System, CATS, proudly introduces its ADA program, All Stop Access Program, ASAP, and commences the construction of ADA accessible bus stops. CATS is committed to ensuring that all 1,500 bus stops in Baton Rouge and Baker become ADA accessible over the next decade. Call CATS on demand at 225-346-5557 to find out about special transportation service for persons with disabilities. Don't miss the Gumbalaya Cook-Off. The annual Affiliated Blind of Louisiana Gumbalaya Cook-Off will be Saturday, January 27, 2024, starting at 1 p.m. This event is open to the public. Tickets are $10 for adults. Children 12 and under are free. The cook-off will be held in Lafayette at 409 West St. Mary Boulevard near the UL campus. For more information, contact Blanche Falk at blanchefalk@gmail.com or call 337-234-6492. Winter Book Recommendations by Sneha Padmane. DB114591, The Old Lion, a novel of Theodore Roosevelt by Jeff Shera. Jeff Shera brings to life one of the most consequential figures in U.S. history, Theodore Roosevelt, peeling back the many-layered history of the man and the country he personified, from the mid-19th century to the early 20th century, from the waning days of the rugged frontier of a young country to the emergence of a modern industrial nation exerting its power on the world stage. Theodore Roosevelt embodied both the myth and reality of the country he loved and led. DB 109598, The Many Daughters of Effong Moy, a novel by Jamie Ford. Dorothy Moy breaks her own heart for a living. As Washington's former poet laureate, that is how she describes channeling her disassociative episodes and mental health struggles into her art. But when her 5-year-old daughter exhibits similar behavior and begins remembering things from the lives of their ancestors, Dorothy believes the past has truly come to haunt her. DB 109032, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin. Sam Masser and Sadie Green, intimate since childhood, borrow money, beg favors, and before even graduating college, they have created their first blockbuster, Ishego. Overnight, the world is theirs. Not even 25 years old, Sam and Sadie are brilliant, successful, and rich, but these qualities won't protect them from their own creative ambitions or the betrayals of their hearts. Spanning 30 years from Cambridge, Massachusetts to Venice Beach, California, and lands in between and far beyond. DB 113846, Becoming Trader Joe. How I Did Business My Way and Still Beat the Big Guys by Joe Colom and Patty Civilleri. Build an iconic shopping experience that your customers love and a work environment that your employees love being a part of, using this blueprint from Trader Joe's visionary founder. DB 114579, The Trial by Robert Whitlow. Attorney Kent Mack McLean has nothing left to live for. 9 years after the horrific accident that claimed the life of his wife and 2 sons, he's finally given up. And then the phone rings. A beautiful heiress has been found dead at the bottom of a ravine. The accused killer, Peter Thomason, needs a lawyer. The evidence pointing to Thomason's guilt seems insurmountable. Is Mac defending an ingenious psychopath, or has Thomason been framed? DB 113839, Song of the Nile by Stephanie Dre. Cleopatra's daughter seeks the power to stand against an empire. Having survived her childhood as a royal captive of Rome, Selene has pledged her loyalty to Emperor Augustus, swearing to become his very own Cleopatra. Even though she is forced to marry a man of the emperor's choosing, Selene will not allow her new husband to rule in her name. Selene beguiles her way to power with the goal of taking back her birthright, but the price of winning back her mother's Egyptian throne may be more than she's willing to pay. DB 114966, Elizabeth and Margaret, The Intimate World of the Windsor Sisters by Andrew Martin. When their uncle, Edward VIII, decided to abdicate the throne, the dynamic between sisters Elizabeth and Margaret was dramatically altered. Forevermore, Margaret would have to courtesy to the sister she called Lilibet and bow to her wishes. Elizabeth would always look upon her younger sister's antics with a kind of stoical amusement. But Margaret struggled to find a place and position inside the royal system, and her fraught relationship with its expectations was often a source of tension. From the idyll of their cloistered early life, through their hidden wartime lives, into the divergent paths they took following their father's death and Elizabeth's ascension to the throne, this book explores their relationship over the years. Andrew Morton's latest biography offers unique insight into these two drastically different sisters, one resigned to duty and responsibility, the other resistant to it, and the lasting impact they have had on the crown, the royal family, and the ways it adapted to the changing mores of the 20th century. DB114002, Forfeit by Dick Francis. Dick Francis, the best-selling master of mystery and suspense, takes you into the thrilling world of horse racing. When reporter Bert Chekhov falls to his death, his colleague James Tyrone is suspicious. Chekhov's column had recently recommended some can't-lose horses, who then wound up out of the running on race day. Tyrone thinks he can prove it was murder, but he may not live to tell the tale, because, as the dead man has already made clear, there's no such thing as a sure thing. DB112884, The Amish Quilter, by Leslie Gould and Mindy Starnes. Linda Mueller lives an orderly, uneventful existence, content to divide her time between creating the beautiful quilts for which she is known and working at an English fabric shop. Idealistic to a fault, Linda has never found a man worth marrying until she meets Isaac Mast, a newcomer to Lancaster County and a talented painter. As they bond over their respective crafts, Linda is drawn to Isaac's kind ways, humble spirit, and intriguing personality, and soon the seams of her carefully constructed world begin to loosen. DB113764, Backrush, A Tempest Island Novel, Book 1, by Jana DeLeon. Tempest Island has weathered the worst of storms and still stands proud, providing its residents with the healing power of the sea and sun. When Elena Scott's life falls spectacularly apart, both professionally and personally, the executive chef's only thought is getting back home to the island and her Aunt Bee. Between the two, she hopes to put the past behind her and figure out how to move forward. After being injured during a mission, Navy SEAL Luke Ryan is at a crossroads concerning his future and recognizes that his new neighbor is on a similar journey. DB114558, Cosmos, Possible Worlds, by Anne Druyan. This new and long-awaited sequel to Carl Sagan's international bestseller continues the electrifying journey through space and time, linking worlds within and worlds billions of miles away, and envisioning a future of science tempered with wisdom. Anne Druyan documents where humanity has been and where it is going, using her unique gift of bringing complex scientific concepts to life. This breathtaking sequel to Sagan's masterpiece explains how we humans can glean a new understanding of consciousness here on Earth and out in the cosmos, again reminding us that our planet is a pale blue dot in an immense universe of possibility. DB112081, The Penguin Book of Gaslight Crime, Con Artist, Burglars, Rogues, and Scoundrels from the Time of Sherlock Holmes, by Michael Sims. Take a trip back to a time when criminals armed themselves with wit rather than with guns, and the pinnacle of crime-fighting technology was represented by Sherlock Holmes' magnifying glass. The best crime fiction from the Gaslight era is gathered here into a single volume. All the legendary thieves are present, from Colonel Clay to get-rich-quick Wallingford, burgling London and Paris, conning New York and Austin, and laughing all the way to the bank. Also featured are stories by distinguished writers from outside the mystery and detective genres, including Sinclair Lewis, Arnold Bennett, and William Hope Hodgson. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. New scholarship opportunities in 2024. NFB scholarships. The National Federation of the Blind annually offers blind college students in the U.S. and Puerto Rico an opportunity to win one of 30 merit-based scholarships worth between $3,000 and $12,000. Each winner will receive assistance to attend the 2024 National Federation of the Blind Annual Convention. The convention is scheduled for July 3rd through 8th in Orlando, Florida. The application deadline is March 30, 2024. For more information, email scholarships@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314 at extension 2415 or write to NFB Scholarship Program, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Louisiana Scholarship Information for 2024. Each year at its state convention, the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana, NFBL, awards four scholarships to recognize the achievement of blind scholars in Louisiana. Scholarships range from $750 to $1,500. The deadline for scholarship applications is March 18, 2024. Winners will be notified prior to the NFBL State Convention in Baton Rouge, April 19 through the 21st. For current information and to receive an application, contact Treva Olivero, Chairperson, NFBL Scholarship Committee, 101 South Trenton Street, Ruston, Louisiana, 71270. Phone 800-234-4166. Email toolivero@louisianacenter.org or email scholarships@nfbla.org. Blind Grace, a nonprofit organization serving the Louisiana blind community, is offering two $400 scholarships to graduating seniors in Louisiana. The deadline to apply is May 5, 2024. Applications are available through blindgrace.net. For more information, contact Blanche Falk at blanchefaulk@gmail.com. The Louisiana Council of the Blind is offering two $1,000 scholarships, the Vernon Daigle Award and the Paula Marshall Scholarship. The deadline to apply is April 24, 2024. The scholarship recipients will be announced May 25th during the LCB convention at the Holiday Inn Towers in Gretna. For more information and to receive an application, contact Gwendolyn King at 225-247-8748 or by email herseal2@yahoo.com or gwendolynking55@gmail.com. Statewide Braille Challenge. Dates for the 2024 Statewide Braille Challenge are Thursday, February 8th at the Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired in Baton Rouge and Saturday, February 24th at the Louisiana Center for the Blind in Ruston. Louisiana Accessible Educational Materials collaborates with the Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired to host the yearly event. Students from all over Louisiana compete and test on fundamental Braille skills such as reading comprehension, spelling, speed, accuracy, proofreading, charts, and graphs. The 5-score categories include apprentice, freshman, sophomore, junior varsity, and varsity. For more information, contact LAAEM Director Robin King at robin@ssdla-aem.org or call 225-757-3477. LSVI Hosting Track and Field Event. The Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired will host the South Central Association of Schools for the Blind track and field event on April 11th through the 13th, 2024. The event will include performing arts along with track and field events. For more information, call 225-757-3481. LSVI Family Fun Day and Run. Blind Grace is hosting the Family Fun Day and Run on Saturday, March 23, 2024. The event will be held at the Affiliated Blind of Louisiana located at 409 West St. Mary Boulevard in Lafayette. Families can come out and enjoy the festivities for free. There will be ponies, a petting zoo, fun jump, cakewalk, and games. Race starts at 8 a.m. and race registration is $25. Go to blindgrace.net to register. For more information, contact Blanche Falk at 225-757-3489 or email blanchefalk@gmail.com. Introducing APH Braille Brain. This free, self-paced curriculum helps people who already have literacy skills learn Braille at their own pace through 21 units starting with the basics of Braille. No account is needed to access the lessons. More information is available at https://braillebrain.aptech.org. Support our TBBL Friends organization. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. The Jones Foundation directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a 1-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services, Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email tbbl@state.lib.la.us, tbblkids at state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services, audiobooks and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.